won't say who it is, who I was talking to just recently. So now we will begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
And Dan, please start.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of one nation,
the United States of America, and to the republic. One nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
You're a little off.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Shall we do a roll call, Mr. Mayor?
Please, go ahead. Roll call.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher is absent. Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis is absent. Cornelius?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Are there any amendments to this evening's agenda? Hearing none, proceed to award presentations. And this is in recognition of a life-saving effort by members of our Yorkville Police Department.
You want to come up with me?
Sure.
Or you stay there. Come on down, guys. I need Right, Detective Johnson, Officer Bobdill, Officer Heiser, Officer Opp, Officer Keelum, SRO Goldsmith, Sergeant Hayes.
Everybody hear me all right?
So I'm going to go ahead and get started. We're very, very fortunate at Yorkville Police Department. We don't have many incidents here. Thank God, that's a good thing. But when you do have a serious incident, when you have men and women like this responding, like you know other department members would, I have no concerns that the situation is going to be handled correctly. In this particular situation, which was a mental health call for service, they did an amazing job. They did exactly what the residents should expect them to do. It's what our state should expect of their officers. It's what we expect of our officers. And I got to say right from the very beginning, I'm very proud of each and every one of you for what you did. So I'm going to let Commander McMahon kind of explain the circumstance with what occurred and go from there.
Can we use the mic for this? Nobody can hear online.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
All right.
All right. So with regards to the Tyler's Award, this is a little bit late. This is a little bit late coming. Just because of some other things that came up. But on September 26th of last year, Officer Lobdell was responding to the parking lot of a local gas station to investigate the report of an unconscious man who wasn't breathing. Upon arriving at the scene before the medics, Officer Lobdell observed that the man had agonal breathing and was not responsive. Officer Lobdell immediately began life-saving measures. He first deployed his AED, or automatic external defibrillator, but the machine advised that a shock was not required. He then transitioned and began doing CPR chest compressions on the male until EMS arrived, which was a period of a few minutes, which seems like an eternity when you're doing CPR. EMS ultimately found that the male had a pulse and they transported him to the hospital where he made a recovery. Tyler's actions and quick thinking, especially when he transitioned from the AED to the chest compressions, certainly contributed to the man's recovery. So thank you very much for your efforts. Congratulations on the award. Next one's a little bit longer. This is for Sergeant Hayes, Officer Chris Keelum, Officer Peyton Heiser, Officer Josh Opp, as well as Detective Jeff Johnson and School Resource Officer Goldsmith. On the morning of February 22nd of this year, the gentleman I just named responded to a missing person call in one of our neighborhoods. Upon arrival, Officer Keelum observed a significant quantity of blood in the missing person's home, and it was quickly figured out that the missing person, who was an adult female suffering from mental illness, had seriously injured herself with a razor blade and then left the home on foot. Officer Keelum remained at the house, speaking to the person's husband, and gathered information that proved invaluable in locating the female. The other officers began searching the area, and ultimately, Detective Johnson and SRO Goldsmith located her in an isolated and undeveloped area of town. The person was in a catatonic state and found to have sustained self-inflicted lacerations to her arms, legs, and neck. Officer Opp applied a tourniquet to the person's leg, Then Officer Heiser and Sergeant Hayes carried her to a safer location where Sergeant Hayes and SRO Goldsmith applied more bandages to her wounds. Because of the remote location in which they were at, the ambulance couldn't make it to their position, so they placed her in the back of Officer Ops squad car, and with Officer Heiser in the back seat, they drove her to the ambulance. Based upon the statements from the medical professionals that examined the female, the actions of these officers who are up here with me undoubtedly saved the female's life due to the nature of her injuries and the remote location in which she was found. One of my big takeaways from this, one of the things that makes me immensely proud of all of these guys, is what an example they were with regards to teamwork, improvisation to meet the demands of the situation, and of course applying our training to a legitimate, high stress emergency situation. I couldn't be prouder of all these guys, including Tyler, and thank them for the work they've done.
Back into the meeting, just a reminder for everybody that's on the dais, the audio system is now looped into the Zoom meeting, so if your mic is on red, nobody's going to be able to hear you, and if it's on green, you're going to have to eat the mic in order to be heard on the other end, so thank you.
No one wants to stay for our public hearings?
Shocking.
Well, I guess we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, and there are two public hearings this evening. We want to start with public hearing number one.
So I believe we'll open the public hearing, if that's
please.
Okay.
Yes.
Then Brad has a prepared script he's going to read as part of our Lake Michigan project.
All right, so yes, there is some readings, some text that has to be read into the record, so bear with me a minute as I read the handful of paragraphs here. So the purpose of this public hearing is to obtain public comment on the United City of Yorkville's Lake Michigan Connection Plan Improvements Project and the Illinois EPA's Preliminary Environmental Impact Determination as provided for in the Illinois procedures for issuing loans for the public water supply loan program. This project is in the planning stage and this hearing is not a pre-construction meeting. The project is to complete needed improvements for the city to switch its source water to Lake Michigan by connecting to the DuPage Water Commission. Specifically, the replacement of water mains to reduce leakage and water loss and the construction of a receiving station to receive supply from DWC. Financial assistance for the project is being sought from the IEPA Public Water Supply Loan Program. A copy of the project summary and preliminary environmental impacts determination provided by the IEPA is on file at the United City of Yorkville City Hall, 651 Prairie Point Drive, Yorkville, Illinois, and available for public inspection during regular office hours. All interested parties wishing to provide comment on the project, the preliminary environmental impacts determination, and or any environmental impacts of the project are now given an opportunity to be heard. Written comments may also be submitted at
recording in progress
for up to and including an additional 10 days following the date of the public hearing. Written comments may be sent to the United City of Yorkville City Clerk and or to the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency.
Thank you. So now I guess we're going to be looking for any comments on our public hearing. Public hearing number one, the Lake Michigan improvements. No one here, and I don't see anyone online. Do we then close the public hearing?
Yes.
So we will close public hearing number one. And we will now move on to public hearing number two, which we will open on the proposed budget for fiscal year 24-25. Is there a preamble that we need to read for this one?
Nope.
Does anyone here have any comments on the proposed budget? Anyone online? Seeing none, we'll close public hearing number two. And that should take care of the public hearing section of tonight's agenda. Are there any citizen comments on this evening's agenda items? No? We will move to consent agenda. So I'm looking for a motion to approve this evening's consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Koch and then Alderman Solon. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Solon.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Moving on to the mayor's report, item number one, CC 2024-7. I'm looking for a motion to approve an ordinance providing for issuance of United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, Special Service Area Number 2004-107, Special Tax Refunding Bonds Series 2024 for Rain Tree Village 2 Project, and authorizing the execution of a bond order and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved. Second.
Alderman Koch and is that Alderman Funkhauser? Okay. I know we talked about this earlier, but do we have any updates?
Yeah, I sent an update out earlier this morning, just giving everyone the final savings amount, or the range of savings, which is estimated at between $194 and $134. So it's $194 for single family homes, $159 for duplexes, and $134 for townhomes. Those are the average annual savings that the residents of Rain Tree Village 2 should see on their property taxes starting in calendar year 2025, and that'll go on through 2034, the remaining life of the bond.
Thank you, Ron. Does anyone have any comments or questions on the motion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Solon.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Moving on to mayor's report, item number two, City Council 2024-16. This is an appointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission of Ryan Forstall. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the mayor's appointment Ryan Forstall to the Planning and Zoning Commission to a term ending in May 2027.
So moved.
That was Mr. Merrick and Mr. Solon. Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Solon.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to mayor's report, item number three, CC 2024-17. I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution approving a second escrow intergovernmental agreement by and among the City of Yorkville, the Village of Oswego, the Village of Montgomery, and the DuPage County Water Commission, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved. Second.
Seconded by Alderman Koch. Thank you. This is just another step in the process of trying to acquire water from Lake Michigan. I know, Bart, we talked about this earlier. Can you explain a little bit more for us, please?
Yeah, this is mimics the last escrow agreement that we did for phase two engineering, which is going to involve more detailed designs and land acquisition. And so, you know, the price tag for this is a lot higher, $20 million or so total between the three communities. So we'll have a third of that doing three tranches over the next several months. And most importantly, this
phase should take us all the way to bidding, which they're currently planned for the end of 2025 in order to get us water that should be turned on by the end of 2027. Bidding is currently planned to be done in four main sessions, basically to get as many competitive bids as possible. And price tags, obviously, with construction inflation and everything else, continue to rise. We should have a little bit better estimate of kind of the gross cost estimates, along with a discussion about what our cost share relative to Oswego and Montgomery will be in the next probably 2 months, is my guess. For now, though, the escrow agreement is just set up so that we're splitting it equally three ways for now, and we'll reconcile that at a later date. So that's all I have to say.
Anyone have any questions? Alderman Funkhauser?
This is budgeted. We have this in here as we've been planning for this.
Yeah, we have the money in the budget to authorize expenditures for the current year that we're in, and we're planning to reconcile that with our fiscal year 25 dollar amount, which obviously we have to approve, you know, here in the next month or so. The one comment that we made is, you know, none of the previous cost estimates for the entire project had itemized kind of phase one engineering, phase two. It's kind of just like a lump sum, you know, engineering or design. So we don't have anything that confirms or rejects this estimate as far as our, you know, preliminary calculations. It's kind of just like there. So we have the dollar amounts to be able to do it without a budget amendment. My guess is we'll come through with either a reconciliation or an amendment for fiscal year 25 at a later date.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, that takes care of the mayor's reports. Public Works Committee report?
No report.
EDC report?
No report.
There is no public safety report. Admin report?
No report.
But before we move on to Park Board, in honor of our absent mayor, because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, correct?
Yes, it is.
Are we going to be discussing that this evening?
Yes. So perfect. We actually have two items to discuss under the Park Board section. One is this Saturday is the Yorkville St. Patrick's Day celebration. It starts at 9 a.m. Everything's in the downtown area this year. There are no fireworks. But we do have South Bank has a run starting at 9 o'clock. We have the Leprechaun Hunt starting at 9. This year we do have live music from 10:15 to 10:45 at Riverfront Park. The parade's at 11. Immediately after the parade, there'll be pictures with our Yorkville Leprechaun, as well as we're doing the Clover Court contest. And then obviously all the bars and restaurants throughout Yorkville will have music and other things going on throughout the day and night. In addition, Easter's early this year. The city's Easter egg hunt is actually the following Saturday, March 23rd. You must register, but we do have spaces available if anyone's interested.
And is this handsome shirt going to be available for purchase?
If you would like to purchase them, we'll have them available at the event, or if you want to come by City Hall, we can work it out.
Model it one more time for everyone. Well, thank you. Any questions or comments on Park Board report? No. Planning and zoning?
No report.
City Council report? Nothing. City Clerk's report?
No report.
Any community or liaison reports?
I do have one. Per last night, the library board has scheduled replacement of the chiller unit, major HVAC improvements. They're looking for a fall replacement, and it should be online for spring of next year. I know this has been a major thing for them with their HVAC system, so a lot of thought went into it, and they finally came to a decision.
Good. Staff reports.
No further reports.
Okay, moving on to the mayor's report continued. Item number four, 2021-4, city buildings updates.
The other thing I have to report is that we are doing our public works facility tours tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in South Elgin, 10:30 a.m. in Montgomery. P.m. that'd be a long day, my apologies. And we intend basically to keep records of any questions that the elected officials ask, and then turn them into a future committee meeting while we're discussing our public works facility planning.
Who's planning on going to Elgin tomorrow? Okay. All right, that's good. And there's going to be another trip up there if time allows?
Yes. The plan is currently to survey the people who couldn't go to this one and then pick a date that's mutually beneficial for everybody.
And we chose South Elgin because it was built by the architect that we've currently hired.
It was, and they're a comparable community. They're one of the few in the region that also has a Parks and Recreation Department, albeit smaller than ours. And so we felt that was unique enough that we needed to see their facility.
Thank you.
Actually, I believe Montgomery, even though they used a different architect, they kind of used the South Elgin model to do when they designed theirs. So.
Good. Any additional city buildings updates?
None.
Item number 5 in the mayor's report continued. Water study update.
The only update I have was we did have a meeting today with the EPA and the WIFIA staff. And they did tell us that per our project selection post our letter of interest last year, so that project selection was given to us in September. So basically they've signed off on us to apply for a future loan, which is what we're doing. That is locking us into our 80% loan terms, which we're eligible for because we're under 25,000 people officially currently. Which is basically a green light to do the special census and capture all the state shared revenue, which we're currently estimating is several hundred thousand dollars annually. So that was a significant good update today, and I would anticipate that in the next month or two we'll have a plan basically to do a special census in the near future.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the water study update? It seems to be moving along. Item number 6. 2024-14, proposed budget for fiscal year 24-25.
Yeah, we don't have a presentation or anything. It's not up for approval because we had the public hearing tonight. There are a couple small budget amendments and adjustments that will be presented to you at the next meeting. But if anybody has questions about the budget or wants to talk about it now, staff's happy to answer questions.
Anyone have any questions about the budget?
We would have the next meeting too.
Yeah, you just have to approve it by the end of April, so you've got 3 meetings.
Good.
Is there multiple public hearings for that or not?
Nope, just one.
Okay.
We couldn't do anything on it today because we just had a public hearing.
Correct. It's city council protocol not to vote on something the same night as a public hearing, so no state law or anything, just internal.
Good. Anyone else? Questions? Comments about the budget? No? Is there any additional business? Any citizen comments tonight? We do not have executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Craig
seconded? Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Anyone opposed? I think that will conclude our March 12th, 2024 City Council meeting.